Have you ever tried a do-it-yourself project only for it to turn out terribly wrong? I am not at all handy, like not at all. I cannot even get a toilet to stop running. That would just be beyond my bandwidth. But I can use a DIY approach to investing. If DIY projects are your go-to, you might be considering investing on your own as well. Join me now to tell us what DIY investing is and how to know if it is right for you is Lucy Becker. She's with IROC. Hello.
Hi, Bruce. How are you?
People not in the investment industry might not know what IROC is. They might think it is a self-serving slogan for a narcissistic museum. Like, IROC, I'm amazing. Can you give us the proper definition of the acronym? Not so much the words, but more what it means.
Yeah, I'll just explain what it stands for. It is the Investment Industry Regulatory Organization of Canada. Essentially, what we are, we're a pan-Canadian regulator, and we regulate investment firms across the country. So everything from the larger bank-owned brokerages to some of the smaller, mid-sized investment firms. So we regulate about 175 of those coast-to-coast, and there are about 30,000 people that work for those firms. Many of them are client-facing, or they would be investment advisors.
And so do your people like pack heat?
We actually are a regulator. So we, in fact, our mandate is to protect investors and to support healthy capital markets. And so essentially, we have a lot of requirements. So, in terms of our requirements to be regulated by IROC, you have to meet certain proficiency requirements, certain standards of ethics.
I think the bottom line is no heat. Your investigators have no firearms at the ready. Okay, all right. I want to focus on DIY investing. You issued this investor bulletin, which sounds very radio broadcast 1945. Like, we bring you this breaking news bulletin. What does it mean when IROC issues an investor bulletin?
It was important for us to do this in light of a couple of things. October is Investor Month. We have Financial Literacy Month coming up next month in November. And we also found, we've been talking for a while with our complaints and inquiries group, our call center, and we had heard that we do get a number of callers who are do-it-yourself investors. And when the pandemic started back in March, we started to track our numbers to see if we were getting an increase in calls. We had an uptake of 180% of an increase in calls from do-it-yourself investors. On top of that, according to Investor Economics, in the first 6 months of this year, there were 1.21 million order execution only accounts opened in Canada. If you want to compare that to 2019, there were only 846,000. That tells us that there's a lot more people that have been turning to do-it-yourself investing online.
Right. And that is a synonym for discount brokers. I want to move to the questions that you ask people to ask of themselves to determine if DIY investing is for them. What are those? What you can't do them all. We don't have time to do them all. But what are one or two that you believe people should ask themselves?
I think they should be asking themselves, what is their knowledge level? How much do they know about investing? How comfortable are they in investing? I also think it's important for them to think about their risk tolerances. I think inevitably most people like to look at the positive side and think, if I'm investing, I'm going to gain. But you have to think about your capacity to win, to suffer losses. And that can have a significant toll, not just on your financial situation, but also on your emotions. So somebody might be, you may not be able to sleep at night, you will be worried about stuff. You also have to really think about the time that you have available to monitor your investments. And when we're talking about capital markets, capital markets can be quite volatile. There are lots of factors that can impact the way capital markets are operating. And we saw that with the pandemic earlier this year.
Through some of the mistakes that investors make more often than others, what are the top two or three?
I think one of the biggest challenges or one of the biggest mistakes that do-it-yourself investors make is thinking that they're getting some sort of a recommendation or some sort of a product that's being recommended to them. So for example, there's often a, investment research that's out there. Sometimes they're, you know, going on the internet and just reading about things. So one of the biggest mistakes could be in misinterpreting some of the research and literally betting the farm and possibly even losing the farm. And so, again, if you're not a sophisticated investor, if you don't have a lot of investor knowledge, you really do need to take the time to learn about some of these things. Another thing that often happens is that people will overextend themselves financially. So they could be borrowing to fund an investment. And so again, it's a good example that you might be looking at the positive side, thinking about how much money you'll be able to make. But at the downside, you know, you may be losing money. And so if you're already overextended, you may want to think twice. So at the end of the day, I think it's really important that when you're thinking about becoming a do-it-yourself investor, you have to be comfortable with not getting advice, not getting recommendations. And so you literally are on your own. And so one of the things that I always say that, you know, a protected investor is an informed investor. So there are basic things that investors can do to ask themselves questions if do-it-yourself investing is right for them.
There is a class action lawsuit against TD over trailing commissions that's been a discussion that the industry's been having for years. And the concern is that the discount brokers collect the commission, but they don't provide advice. As you say, they don't provide advice. If you regulate those discount brokers, why didn't IIROC put an end to that?
At IIROC, we don't regulate fees. Our regulatory mandate is to ensure or to help ensure that investors are being treated properly and that essentially that the products that they're getting are suitable for them. So for example, an order execution only firm or a discount broker is exactly what it is. It doesn't come with suitability obligations. Now, having said that, there are other obligations that order execution firms do have to comply with when it comes to our rules. So there's everything from, you know, solvency, you know, is there appropriate capital that the firm has? They're responsible for client verification. They're also, I'm just thinking of some of the other things that they have to follow, social media, marketing, things like that. So there are rules that they do have to comply with. But at the end of the day, no, we do not regulate fees. And we also know, that's another common mistake that people will make too, is that they may be looking to do some online trading because they're thinking that they want to, you know, have lower fees. But again, I think it's important as an individual Canadian, as an individual investor, that you really think twice about, you know, how much do you really know? And also you will be paying some fees. And so again, a do-it-yourself investment strategy may be right for some people, but not for others.
Right.
Sometimes we hear from folks that will call us and they'll say, I didn't realize that I was paying fees. So they're not necessarily checking their accounts. Another common mistake we'll get or we'll hear about is people will be buying in a foreign currency and assuming that the firm will automatically convert into a different type of denomination. So these are a lot of the types of issues and questions that people need to ask themselves.
I bet that call center data must be fascinating. Lucy, thank you so much for your time today. We really appreciate it.
I'm very happy to be here, and I really do hope that some of your listeners will actually check out our website. It is www.iroc.ca. That's www.iiroc.ca, and they'll be able to find this bulletin along with all sorts of other resource tools that will help them become better informed. Thank you for this opportunity.
You got to rebrand bulletin. It should be like the flash, the news flash, this just in, something a little sassier. Lucy Becker from IIROC.